Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, she lives in the life just like a movie star.
They can hate if they wanna. I don't care.
Yeah.
I said let them hate if they wanna. Go nowhere.
What you know about it?
Keep saying you can do better with somebody else.
Hey.
Saying I'm dangerous, but you can do that all by yourself.
Hey.
Everybody got something to say,
and you don't even wanna see why they talk so badly. I actually make you happy.
All that matters is I feel
the way. I don't even give a damn. I'm a better man, so tell them if they wanna hate me again.
Hey.
The quiet part of my life. They don't understand how beautiful that is.
Hey,
everybody got something to say.
They don't even wanna see why they're talking so badly. I actually make you happy and
all that matters.
And I don't even give a damn. If you want my better man, so tell them if they wanna hate me again.
I don't care,
no, no, no,
no.
No,
let
Girl, I turn that thing into a rainforest. Rain on my head, call that brainstorming. Yeah, this is deep, oh, but I go deeper. Make you lose yourself and find us keepers. It go green light, go easy go. I like to taste that sugar, that sweet and low. But hold up, wait, new position. I put her on my plate, then I do the dishes. She my motivation, I'm her transportation. Cause I let her ride while I drive her crazy. Then I just keep going like I'm racing. When I'm done, she hold me like a conversation. We debate, baby.
Don't tell me that it's not enough. My time is up, you're over us. Cause I think I might do anything for you if you just let me. Ooh, if you just let me. Ooh, if you just let me. Cause I think I might do anything for you if you just, if you just, if you just let me.
welcome to Raw with Rain at Epiphany Radio. Epiphany Radio.
Good evening, my fellow creative minds. This is Rain, a.k.a. The Quiet Storm. I am your host this evening. This is Raw with Rain's Color Me News Open Mic Night, where we strive to have a virtual open mic with a physical open mic vibe. Tonight, my guest host is none other than Epiphany's very own, for real, the poet, a.k.a. author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. I call him my precious. In his words, take your socks off. Baby, good evening, sir. Good evening.
Hello, Rain. How are you, love? How are you?
I am good. I am excited to finally get the show going.
Yes. It's been a while, darling, and everybody's anticipating getting soaked in that rain. So let's have it.
Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I am. Right. I got on my rain boots and everything, darling.
I am excited for tonight. We have so many things coming. We have announcements. We have giveaways. We have so let me brief our callers. So this is a little bit different. We're going to try something a little bit different for those that have pressed one. I am planning to unmute your mics so that you all can show your love. You can grunt, you can snap, you can do whatever it is that you are feeling, as long as it's not too disruptive to the poet on the mic. We ask that if you do have a lot of background noise, that you would mute your mic from your end. But we just want to keep the flow going so that we can just show our love during the poet, and then we can move on to the next. And in about 45 minutes, as tonight my guest host is none other than CEO Larry, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. At the 10 o'clock hour, I guess, Eastern time, we're going to be announcing Raw with Rain's official co-host. And I am super excited about that. Larry, thank you for keeping this a secret. It's been a hard secret to keep, I will tell you that. And then Karen, a.k.a. the Blog Talk Lady, made me keep it for a whole nother week. That was even harder.
It was kind of hard. It was kind of difficult.
Indeed. So let me start opening mics, and I would just ask that you all would keep yourselves muted from your end if you have a lot of background noise. Here we go. Again, ready. Open mics are being open. Mics are being open.
That's right. We want to create that live open mic experience.
Oh, my. This is great.
Hello.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening.
Hey. What's up, people?
Someone give me a bologna sandwich.
Good evening, everybody. What's happening?
What's up, Joe?
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Ryan.
VIP. Hey, yes, that was VIP. You already know.
Joe, the verbal mind.
In the building. What's happening, people?
Before I go any further,
yeah, knocks off a lot. I'm here in the building. Thank you.
All right. And I have to, I'd be remiss if I did not give a huge shout out to my event page hostess, my little sister, Essentially Johnny. If you are not on the event page, I highly encourage you to get there because she keeps it popping, all the way popping. She's got a keen ear for your poetry, and I imagine that you will see pieces of you all over the page for those of you that have that are on the mic to spit. So real quick before everyone spits, we are having a giveaway later on in the show. Should we get the details now, Larry, or should we save the details?
Save it. Just a little while.
Give me 10. All right, so we will start with La Perla Negra. You are first up on the mic.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, y'all know Thank you. Y'all know I'm the queen of short pieces, and I just finished this not too long ago. So it is untitled. So here you go. When you find her and she gives you her heart, don't break it. Your arms should be a place she always feels safe, and your eyes should be the place she always sees her pretty. If you love her like that, you'll never have to wonder. She will always wake you with forehead kisses and "hey, baby," whispers, and dress you in her love and prayers for the rest of your days. Because if she doesn't know any other way than to take care of you, so secure it. She doesn't require much, just an occasional long, loving gaze into her eyes. And she's a poet and a true romantic at heart. So a love note or two once in a while will make her heart flutter and capture her smile. And even though it's your presence alone that does it, if you whisper sweet nothings in her ear, it will also activate the sparkle in her eyes. She loves kisses for days and hugs for no reason, especially if you're open to receive them. So these are a few things to give you a head start for when you find her and she gives you her heart. And that's that piece.
And that's that piece. Indeed. Thank you so much, La Perla Negra.
Very nice.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my. Thank you.
Trying to give the week that has
lives. Oh, you made me feel all vulnerable. All vulnerable.
Nice.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. And just a reminder to those that might have some other things happening in the background, just mute your mic if you feel like, you know, you have people passing through your living room on the way to wherever. Thank you so much, La Perla Negra. Next up on the mic, we have Joe, the verbal mind dancer. Dance on our minds, Joe. Come through.
Yes. Yeah. So here we go, y'all. Body or brains, what am I looking for? Inspired by Melissa Just Me, the poet. It's kind of hard these days finding the queen. So I had to ask myself, just what does that mean? Because I like certain things, some not too worldly. But is she worthy or just satisfying the need? Nah. That just ain't going to do it. I know for myself there's a lot more to it, so let me check my approach. Am I one of those seeking the superficial? Are the physical attributes what I'm really into? Am I attracted or distracted by a social norm? Now, I don't mean no harm, but in a natural form, doesn't truly suit my male hormones. Does she turn me on as that's where I'm wrong? Wanting the queen to just be turned on? Has the injection of plastic and acids duped me into wanting nothing more than her assets? selling my mind, thinking I got to have this. Now I have this misogynistic view of what women should do. I may have a thing for shoes, but if that ain't you, do I lose and choose another? Is it wrong for a brother to like what they like, or are we all on that tempting apple bottom bite? Is she a walking presentation showing false expectations? What are the limitations? I can't say, hey, dress this way. You should try to look a little more like Beyonce. What does that say about me? Am I swayed by what's shown on TV or BET or believe the hype or TMZ? But it's not just me. There are scores of media whores whose values are nothing more than the advertisements that's pushed on the sales floor. But back to what I'm looking for, a queen. It seems it doesn't mean a thing if I don't have no bling. It's all about material, ethereal, physical things. The latest fad, can any of that make me a good dad or just a father who doesn't bother with the children the mother's had? It's sad what's happened to the dating game. Face-to-face have been replaced by texting things. Respect should remain the same. We're seeing parts before we know our names. Whistling at sisters yelling, can I get with you? Is the queen I seek but a whisper? Substance and physical attributes, what do I choose? Or do I dismiss her because she's not cute? Let me check my approach. Shall I greet her like a job interview? Solid introduction and a how are you? Eye contact with a clear spoken purpose. Can I free my mind and not think of how I can work this? Rendering my conversation absolutely worthless, let me check my approach. Is the woman in line at the store with a handful of coupons trying to feed four? Sweats and sneakers on, no eyeliner on her peepers, or is it the same lady in painted face and heels and a skirt showing off her shape, a visual escape or a matter of taste? Because the queen is both these things. Am I a surface dweller or behind the scenes? Let me check my approach. In peace.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Joe never disappoints. Never disappoints. Thank you so much, Joe. You have me over here screaming. I muted myself.
Hey, I appreciate y'all. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you for coming through always. I appreciate your support.
Absolutely.
Next
Absolutely.
Up on the mic, we have our station manager, Poetic.
Oh,
what
man.
Sir? What you got for us? What you got for us?
What you do? All right. Breathe in life with me. As our hearts come together united so divinely, when the breaths take the form of an arrow that Cupid doesn't even own or cares to borrow, because if he knew our secret, he would regret shooting his first bow through the first heart. His false love would have no reach to start, because our example of rhythmic radiance combined with sonar rippled waves of romance, channeling a lover's world of infinity. One where there's no ending to our unbridled passion with no uncertainty. As we make love on silk satin sheets, breathing in the sexiest scents of each other's pheromones, as we feel the heat, our vibes connect, and I pray no one dare mess with this god of war on any given day. As long as we sit upon this earthly throne, wandering through love's battle zone, filled with an abundance of sensual kisses, caged by a lover's embrace or kisses, I used to be drowning in a pool full of tears, backstroking through treacherous waters for years. Then this butterfly rippling effect chose you and I to create a lover's haven, and I reflect on just how delicious love kiss truly is. And I will feel the warmth of my cold heart where love lives. We will breathe with one breath, focus on the beating of our hearts till only a single unison beat is left. I want to drown in your ocean of romance so that just by chance I can remember what it's like to be loved. And that's that piece.
Yes.
My brother, yeah. My
thank you, sir. Yes.
From the mind of the poetic.
Thank you so much.
From the mind of a poetic.
Dope,
so I just, real quick, I just want to remind everybody, I don't know who's moving furniture in the background, but
yeah.
I'm going to have y'all hold off on moving the furniture or mute your mics while you're doing it. Thank you very much. You want to be responsible. Want to be respectful for those people that are on the mic, please and
yeah,
thank you.
That's a lot
you.
Of
appreciate
background
it.
Noise.
Well, there is going to be some feedback, and that's to be expected as long as it's not too distracting. But when you're doing like you're making dinner and moving furniture, yeah,
right.
That's kind of out of that's in our control. So I just ask that you all be mindful. Again, just mute your mic from your end. So we can respect the poets on the mic. Next up, we have Miss VIP, the Salty Voice herself. What you got for us, Miss VIP?
All right. Hi. Thanks.
Hello.
This piece is called Color Me Muse.
Hey.
Color Me Muse. Color Me Muse, because I'm so smitten with you. Your vibe is soothing, coloring my aura blue. You look at me, I feel elation, anticipation. I see every color you give off, and I want to write every word that I feel you're made out of. See, the more you look at me, the sky gets clearer. I wonder, do you see the same at night when I look at the moon? The stars come out in a constellation in the shape of a heart, and I smile. Because with you, I see it too. The universe heard my deepest wish after I opened the deepest part of me. Now I know why after all this time, no one really had my heart and soul. You invaded my brain. My heart followed. And I'm so glad it's you that holds it. I love you. So color me you. That's that piece.
Okay, now.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I enjoyed it. That was it. And thank you for doing that namesake piece. Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you, VIP.
That was beautiful.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you, love.
I'm over here blushing. So before we go to the next caller, I'm going to take a quick break just for a quick song, and then we're going to come back. I'm going to take y'all back. This is where I'm at right now. So just if y'all could just mute your mics from your end, I'm going to play this, and we're going to bring in the next poet. Thank you. Y'all not ready.
Now please don't get me wrong.
Okay, we are back, and while that was not the song I intended on playing, I hope that you all enjoyed it. So.
Hail to the yeah.
I loved it. I liked it.
Okay, yeah. I was trying to, give us a little upbeat, but, you know, it's all good. It was a nice little song, right?
You know, I was good.
But I just want to... I just want to thank you all for being here, Raw with Rain on Epiphany Radio Universe, baby.
Yeah.
Did you have anything Larry, did you have anything you wanted to say before I pull in the next poet?
Hey, yeah. I just want to say, look, the vibe is right. I'm loving the poetry, y'all. I want y'all to keep on bringing that. And don't forget to respect the mic. But I'm hearing what I like, y'all. Back to you, Ray.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, sir. All right. I don't know who this next person is, so 404. What do we have on the mic?
This is Wayne Gooden, Elder X. Congratulations on the show popping off. What's up,
Wayne? Thank you, sir. What is going on?
You know what it is. You know, I'm excited.
Yes, indeed.
You know, to be part of the premiere, you know, this is all good.
What's
it's
up,
good to
brother?
Have you on, sir.
Thank you so much. Okay,
what do you have for us
something.
This evening?
Okay, I got. Oh man, I can't believe I just did that. Hold on, I got a little something for y'all. Let me just start it. Color me muse. I'm the fuse to your inspiration. Color me muse. If you have writer's block, smell my lyrics. Color me muse. Don't be confused by the color spectrum. Color me muse. Should you choose to keep the mic lit, color me muse and feel a rainbow sensation. Color me muse and ink bleed like hemophiliacs. Color me muse with an ink brush paint your creation. Color me muse. I got more bars than state prisons. Color me muse and hear my picturesque compositions. Color me muse until you abuse me like an addiction. Color me muse, my soliloquy, a bastard's inspiration. Color me muse like you black and Wesley Snipes neck. Color me muse, I'm just as acknowledged as KRS is. Color me muse, the hidden colors you haven't heard yet. Color me muse on the 666 melanin chemical equation. Color me muse, I'm sold you in like the food of Islam. Color me muse, I'm the bright science to your comet. Color me news. I'm the Pantyre type of evangelist. Color me news, because Elder X keep the black conscious. Color me news. I have that profound Ethiopian. Color me news. The King Pharaoh, Elder Statesman. Color me news from Wood Street to the corporate office. Color me news. I created the rhyme executive orders. Color me news with unforgettable spit introduction. Color me news like old school function at the junction. Color me news like Nick Bowles and collard greens boiling. Color me news. I configure the King's language with extra bonnets. Color me news. I get more Wu-Tang than the Chinese black man. Color me news. I put the Leroy into the last dragon. Color me news. I'm the OG from the black exploitation. Color me news to the shaft, Goldie, Superfly, and color me news to the trouble man, to the hammer. Color me news, speaking of queen, dry as Cangria. Color me news, speak the knowledge of my word mathematics. Color me news, I ain't that hard to figure. That's that piece.
And that's that
spiritual
piece.
Brother, my
okay,
Wayne.
Cool. Okay.
Cool.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much for coming through. It's good to see your face.
So,
you know, I've been seeing you sharing. I really appreciate you. I remember you from back in the day. So it's good to see you still doing your thing, sir.
Yeah. That was dope. That was dope, my brother. I love
it. Thank you, my brother. Yeah. Much love. Much love to
Elder.
The show. You know, I had to put the Color Me News because I like that. I like that. That right there is a poem by itself.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We really appreciate you, love.
Yes, one love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
One love, one
mic. Let's get it popping.
Yes, indeed. So I'm looking at this next poet. Yes. I'm looking at this next poet, and I'm wondering if she was she coming because her pen is so versatile. Now, I always love her. Next up on the mic, we have Miss Lily.
Hi.
I don't know if you're misbehaving tonight or not.
Ain't misbehaving, are we? The Black Mae West, y'all. The Black Mae West, y'all.
Okay.
Thanks for coming through, Lily.
Oh, anytime. This piece is titled What White Privilege and Distress Sounds Like. I'd like to report a crime. There's an African-American threatening my life. Oh, my God. I'm afraid. I'm petrified. I think he's trying to kill me. Please send the cops immediately. Weapon? Of course he has a weapon. His melanin, he's so dark. He's just so black and big. Did he just whistle at me? He's talking to me. Stop talking to me. I'm here for my life. Please hurry. What do you mean? What is he doing? He's buying Skittles. He's selling CDs. I mean, he forged a check. I think he's asleep on his couch, or is he sleeping in his car in the drive-thru? He's dodging. I don't know. He looks suspicious. I'm sure that he has a criminal record. Hell, they all do. Our neighborhood was safe before those people came here. Go back to where you came from. You don't belong here. What's my name? It's Becky. My name is Becky. I mean, Karen. I'm sorry. I misunderstood you. My name is George Zimmer. Why should that matter? His life, her life, their life shouldn't. Just know that my last name is Privilege. They're always causing problems, damn colored people. After all, I do have the protection for my complexion, so I need you to protect me. Come quick. Exterminate, I mean, execute. I mean, neutralize this threat. Those people are fast runners. They might get away. He's pulling something out of his pocket. I think it's a gun. Is he going to shoot me? Over there, officer. That thug wearing the hoodie. A taser's not going to work. Get your gun. Take their knees, protesting, showing disrespect towards our country, our flag, our military. Our lives matter too. Officer, he's fighting back. You have the right to defend yourself against those hoodlums. He's breathing. Make it stop.
Oh, shit.
Yes, Officer Meserly and Officer Savin. My dog and I are safe thanks to you. Before you know it, America will be great again, just like it was in the good old days.
Damn.
Every time I hear this, pizza gets more powerful.
Every single time.
Every time.
Lily, this is one of my favorite pieces from you. First of all, your performance, I just have to say this, I know I haven't, your performance, but the piece itself is so relevant, and yes, every time I hear it, that's exactly what I walk away from. It's just thank you so much for sharing that.
Yes, yes, yes. That was deep. I can feel that piece in my bones, you know what I'm saying? And her reenactment of that piece, her delivery of that piece is just so authentic. It's like I'm watching something about Karen on YouTube, you know what I'm saying? But thank you for that. Thank you, Lily.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Lily. So listen, what y'all know, I'm Rain, AKA the Quiet Storm, but you know what's coming, you know what comes after the Quiet Storm as it builds and builds and builds. It's not going to get any easier right now for any of us. Listen, we don't know what's about to happen, but next on the mic is Hurricane, AKA Kimbrella.
Hey, what's up, it's all good. What's up, for real? What's up, Epiphany family?
What is up,
is your first show. Very, very much well deserved.
Thank you so much, sis. You know, I appreciate you.
Of course. You know, I had to come through, but, you know, I know you got quite a few people in the line, so I'm going to get to it when y'all ready.
We ready for you, sis. Whenever. Go ahead.
All right.
I got my umbrella. I don't know if it's going to help.
The
I got
mic
it.
Is yours.
It's going to help. All right. Life's happenstance sometimes draws blanks upon my canvas of thought, yet they are never erased, but reserved at a table within my subconscious state until the precise date, time, place, and reason where my rhyme and reason have disagreements about the colors of my interior design. Comparing swatches and shades with maturity versus age until I can identify the difference between the finger paintings of others and my own. So color me human. As my emotions assemble a meeting, seating me directly across from them, flashing hues of red, greens, and blues, painting my yellow heart within this caramel flesh, unzipping my spirit from garments stained in purple that rob my soul of its pretty pink. These chestnut eyes begin summoning the heavens through a soliloquy of silver tears and golden dreams, dripping upon white pages in poetic form. As warm as autumn's orange leaves that kiss the black asphalt right outside my window pane. I seduce my palate with burgundy wine and welcome its mahogany sea of submission as my somber sails into sedation, removing conundrum from my gray matter and serenading the harsh tones of these emotions into lyrics of lavender affirmations that co-write a song composed just for me. So color me human. As I adrift in this meeting, empowered and inspired with the desire to change, a blank canvas of thought into a myriad of hues and shades as my testimony of life. Never perfect, but always with a purpose, framed in this gallery for all to see that no matter how life's color may splatter, his hand creates beauty in the after. So I am opening my heart and letting him in, and I'm beginning to feel my unique position within his masterpiece. And God said, let this
world, absorb my ink that's been kept warm for my ambition, because it's ready to spill into fruition, turning mental keys for ignition through the pulse of my engine, because I'm driven. And I can no longer keep this ink bottle inside me, as divine ivy is sending life through my veins in ways that fall short of words explaining. See, I strive to be the best of me 7 days a week with my spirit in reach of completeness. It is the essence in which I leak this, allowing this pen to defend me when my troubles render me speechless. See, sometimes my heartbeat feels off from the norm. Anxiety storms in, throwing questions to the letter nine, which is I. My sanity clutches this purse, and my purpose begins feeling out of service, and I feel urges to retract my reflection with fear and rejection, and this mess that I stepped in begins to reek of insecure estrogen, placing pause upon my blessings as my direction begins expressing itself in circular patterns. My internal demons chase me with failure semens when I'm ovulating with the eggs of uncertainty, because he's healing and dealing with the worst of me through ink verses, so I rehearse. Put this empowerment into the space when you and I verse, because I know one day you'll return it to the sender. See, from January to December, my pen reflects upon its purpose, nourished by its definition. My hands begin stroking and my wrists begin clicking to the rhythm of the ink tradition that we know as poetry. In peace. Mm.
Yes, indeed.
Well,
that's
awesome.
That's
awesome.
That's awesome.
Stay going.
Okay, Hurricane.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Yes, yes, that's yes.
Happy making yes. with the age of uncertainty.
I can never get ready for you, Queen. Never.
I swear. Y'all got to brace yourself.
You got to hold on. I mean, I so appreciate you coming through and wrecking everything. I'm going to have to clean up over here now because you just been tore everything up. I should have brought you on at the end, like, so that I had time to clean up before the next caller. Thank you so much for coming through, sis. I always enjoy your pen, but I'm never ready for it. Always enjoy it, but never ready.
Thank you so much.
That was lovely. That was lovely, Kim.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Queen.
Baby.
So, Larry, I'm excited for the next caller, and I haven't heard him in a very long time. So, I don't know that it's going to get any better after Kim. So, next up on the mic is none other than Mr. 668. Good evening, sir.
All right, ma'am.
Baby,
what's
going on?
Hey,
right,
hello,
brother.
Hey, I'm good.
I haven't been on social media since, April. You know, it started off as, I'm going to take a weekend off, and then it became a week. Then it became a month, and it became 2 months, and, you know, so this is my first time, really doing anything as far as social media, but, you know, of course I had to come out and show you support, you know, for your show, so, you know, I might crawl back under my rock after this, I'm not sure, but we'll see.
Don't do it, but.
But I appreciate you coming out. It's nothing for but to this. But you know you've been missed dearly, so I'm just glad to hear you.
I appreciate it.
Here. Yeah. And I
that's
am
love,
excited
love,
to hear.
All
right.
So the mic is yours whenever you're ready.
Charles Bukowski said, "Find out what you love and let it kill you." She is a shape-shifting miscellany of femininity and spirituality, both holy and heathen, undoubtedly a puzzle with no solution, delicate and ancient, a well-worn rhythm chopped and screwed, she is a conduit. More satisfying than the milkshake that brings all the boys to the yard, there's something almost arrogant about the visceral quality in her walk, the texture of her smile when she whispers, how she wants to destroy me the way hurricanes lay waste to coastlines. And I find myself marveling at her disposition, and in the time it takes to forest the lush landscape of her intellect, I have cultivated a craving for the foretaste in her hello, toying abstractly with the idea of falling into her with no life jacket, wondering if she will come in after me, and to understand why Icarus flirted with the sun is to understand there will be splinters to be pulled. Oh, man, hold on. I'm sorry. Damn computer just flying all over the place. Okay.
That's
to
all
understand
right. Can
why Icarus flirted with the sun.
I was just going to ask you to run it back from the beginning. Can you run it back from the can you take it back to the front?
Charles Bukowski said, find out what you love and let it kill you. She is a shape-shifting miscellany of femininity and spirituality, both holy and heathen. Undoubtedly a puzzle with no solution, delicate and ancient, a well-worn rhythm chopped and screwed, she is a conjurer. More satisfying than the milkshake that brings all the boys to the yard, there's something almost arrogant about the visceral quality in her walk, the texture of her smile when she whispers how she wants to destroy me the way hurricanes lay waste the coastline. I find myself marveling at her disposition, and in the time it takes to forest the lush landscape of her intellect, I have cultivated a craving for the foretaste in her hello, toying abstractly with the idea of falling into her with no life jacket, wondering if she will come in after me. And to understand why Icarus flirted with the sun is to understand there will be splinters to be pulled when you go against the grain, but no one can pound me into a pile of pleasure, shave the words thinly off my tongue, and unravel me like a riddle the way she can. I am her recommended daily allowance, freshly squeezed, sipped like the beginning of a new crime, tethered like a dragonfly suspended in her zephyr, drifting for miles between departures and destinations like a train with no thought, quietly begging to drown in her mouthful of ocean, a long, slow death at the back of her throat, the silencing of a trumpet shout rendered mute as she remixes my grunts and moans until I become the rhythm section of a jazz ensemble. And I want to believe that we ache in unison, because never has death and desire been spoken so ambidextrously. No,
in unison? God damn. No.
Yeah, you was messed wrong.
That was dope.
Ache in unison? Oh, my God.
There's too many lines.
That right there. I wonder if she... Oh, my God.
There's too many lines. There's too many.
Girl, I'm trying to...
But... Mr. 668, you know that that is one of my favorite pieces of yours. I so appreciate you crawling out from under your rock to come out to support me. I so appreciate you.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
It was really good to hear you again.
Yeah, I appreciate the platform.
Thank you, Val.
My brother, that was a dope piece, man. And I enjoyed listening to your flow, man. You brought some life up in here, man. Some love, life, and some light, man. I love that piece, bro.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm stuck.
Okay. So I'm going to pull in one other caller. And I've been going in order, and I'm doing this because the individual is at work. And after this poet, I am going to go to our announcement of the evening. But I appreciate everyone that has called in. Those of you that are sitting down and have not pressed one, if you would like to sit, I encourage you to press one so we can get you in queue.
Press that one.
Next in, I'm going to bring in none other than the Renaissance poet. Are you available, sir?
Yes, I am.
All right. Thank you.
What it do?
Hey, what's going on, people?
Thanks for taking a little break out so you could come and share with us.
Hey, yeah. My coworker went out to do something, so I had a little room in the office. I said, you know what? It's probably the best time.
You know, it's always appreciated, and I'm so glad that you're here.
Good to hear everybody on the mic. I don't get to talk to all the Tiffany hosts all the time, so good to hear from y'all. See y'all.
Likewise, my brother.
Baby, baby.
All right, sir.
Right,
so the mic is yours whenever
so
you are ready.
And, all right.
Okay.
She is my Gaia, Mother Earth, to be exact. The exact image of the ancestors without blemish. The universe is the witness as legs spread from the Milky Way to Andromeda. I taste cosmic ambrosia before dark energy fits in between. In the middle is the melting of the two, internal combustion. The outward bang is big and we give birth to constellations with our name on it, Shama and Parwana, yet African and elevated like Wawanda, the moth continues to get burned. She enjoys the flame as it flickers and lights fire to her insides, bringing light to all of her dark corners. Many small deaths occur, but no need to call the coroners. I corner her in her own mind, her third eye fixed, mental stimulation that causes the body convulsions and fits, mixed with ashes that burn away all that sane. All I'm saying is she loses her mind, fucking with me. I mean, isn't the moth insane for continuing to fly into the flame? I continue to fly through her sky while setting fire to her Serengeti. Gifted, yet mentally ravaged like Donizetti, she willingly gives herself over to the insanity. Icarus, flying into the sun, she's melting like libelous libations poured over me. She's disrespectful words only seen in poetry that mean the opposite of what they normally mean. I mean, isn't it disrespectful to sit on my face and drown me, to make me a martyr in her waters? Yet in reality, we exchange life and death. Shakespeare be damned. I crammed her learned lessons. She drinks my perfection. Her essence flows on my skin. I soak in all of her nuance. Her explosion is a talent reminiscent of the Harlem Renaissance, giving birth to black art. We represent the idiosyncrasies of gods, being godlike, in the act of being human beings, creating divine things. While fire catches its light on the moth's wings. Renaissance.
Oh. Yes, sir, my brother. Sir.
And I see why that was a requested piece. I see why that was a requested piece. Indeed. Well, thank you so much.
I mean, it was you requesting. I said, yeah, sure.
Real quick, did you want to tell, did you want to share what you have coming up this week? Or when, next week? Is it next week? Next week.
We just had a great Renaissance Poetry Show last Friday. It just keeps elevating. If you were able to listen to it, you were a part of a great thing. If you missed it, you missed out on a treat. You should definitely check the replay. But we will be back next Friday. Not this Friday, but next Friday with another show. And let's look forward to everybody who comes through and kick it with us.
Well, we appreciate you, sir. You know, that's one of my favorite places to be myself, so.
Yo.
I definitely appreciate it.
Yo, bro. Let me just say this before you get back to work, man. I appreciate you coming over here, taking your socks off in such a deep fashion in that Renaissance way, bro. You're showing off, bro, and I dig it, and I can dig it.
Hey, I learned how to show off from the master himself, you know?
Hey, baby, baby.
I came to the game for real, so
I
got to show off. That's all I
said. Hey, man,
for real, taught me how to sing in my song, my poem, so.
Hey. Hey, man. Hey, listen, bro. You did your thing, man. I'm just honored, and glad that you were able to call in because I know you're at work. And but it was very, very dope, man. Mr. Metaphor King.
That,
I loved it, bro.
I appreciate that. I'll be trying to catch up to y'all, man.
Yeah, okay. That's what we're doing. One love, my brother.
I got on my... One love. Appreciate you, sir. I got my training wheels on, and I'm learning how to run over here. So listen, Larry, you know what time it is?
Yeah, baby. Yes, I do.
Are you as excited as I am?
Yes, I is. Yes, I is. Let's have it. Let's have it.
So
let's get it out of our system.
But you know what? I'm not even going to say it. I'm not even going to say it. Is everybody listening? I'm not even going to say it. I'm going to let the co-hosts themselves, via something that they prepared for the show, tell us themselves. So the next two little things that I play, well, there's actually really nothing little about them, will be the reveal. So I know that people have been waiting to find out who the co-host is.
Waiting and anticipating this moment.
Raw with Rain. Yes, I am so anxious. I'm so glad that the moment is here. And so without further ado, I am going to play this. I hope you all are ready. Are y'all ready to find out? I'm ready.
We're ready.
Hey, what it do. This is your boy For Real, the Poet Douglas.
This is Rain, a.k.a. The Quiet Storm.
This is Essentially Johnny, and you are listening to Color Me Muse.
Open mic, a virtual open mic space with a physical open mic vibe. Welcome to
Tiffany.
The For Real Entertainment Network, your poetry outlet, the next phase in online radio. Ha, what it do, everybody?
And here's a piece from our beautiful co-host, Essentially Shani.
I used to experience rain and silence that woke me at 3 a.m. as flashes of light that suddenly and briefly illuminated everything around me. And it took my breath away, those silent storms over a house in Sandtown, Winchester, where an interior room without any windows was virtually soundproof, separated from everything out there except moonlight and lightning. Through my skylight, I felt the rain I couldn't hear. I saw dreams without any sound. And briefly, I saw words that flashed as if they were lightning. I'd be presented with others' perceptions of rain, and they painted these days as gloomy. They think blue is what sadness feels like. And here I am, closing my eyes as the shifting winds blows a misting rain towards my face. This is what blue feels like. This is why I, in excitement, time my grounding to coincide with the atmosphere shift, that temperature dip, and the stillness that lingers after everyone else has rushed inside to escape. This applause, this is what blue sounds like. And they're missing it. Essentially, Johnny.
We know it was you.
You let it slip
real quick.
Oh,
right. Last week, but I didn't say
you
nothing.
To see that.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say nothing.
Yeah.
It's all
so
good,
I'm
going to
blame
though.
It on Karen. Essentially, Janice.
She did it.
Congratulations.
Yes.
It is out. The cat is out of the bag.
About time.
I know, right? So excited to be a part of it. Oh, man.
I think I am so thankful that you are here, that you agreed to sit in the other seat and help me make this thing happen. I'm just overjoyed that you'll be doing this with me. I you and I talk all the time, and I am so excited for what's to come. I know that, like, right now I feel like overwhelmed with everything, but I know that when we really get into this and really get things going, the ideas that we've exchanged and the ideas that you have that are just going to help elevate the show even more, I'm just super excited. I'm grateful for you.
I appreciate you. Look at how everybody came through so far. You can sit back. Just listen to what everybody else is bringing. Like, it's been amazing. They are going to make it speak. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. They are. We can't. Without them, there is no us. And without Larry, there is no us.
Baby.
So I am excited. Yes.
Sensitive Janice. She does so much behind the scenes and in the background, mm-hmm. event paging, chat room page, notating up on live chat room. Hey, and the ideas that she's come up with, like I say, it's a blessing having you, love, and I'm so happy for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm really, really, truly happy to have you up in here. So congratulations, and continue to take your socks off, huh? Baby.
And so I guess this is a good time to announce. So our open mic tonight is we are having a giveaway. So everyone that has spit and will spit tonight on, anyone that comes through, presses one and spit, is being entered into a giveaway. That's being sponsored by both Pulse Designs, LLC, and Raw Links, LLC. I got mine on. You got yours on?
I got mine on. Mm-hmm.
So we are giving a triple giveaway tonight. Larry, would you like to share what it is that you're giving away?
Yes, I would, Ms. Rain. If you check out the event page, there is a picture of the bracelets that will be given out. This bracelet is a unisex bracelet. This bracelet is made of golden tiger eye, yellow tiger eye, and 18 karat gold raw link piece. And the tiger eye is strength. It's good for strengthening strength and vitality and protection against all bullshit. So, hey, you get a chance to be in possession of this, y'all. I had to be straightforward with y'all, keep it raw. Your chance of possessing this is in the universe, y'all. And it's a pleasure for me to be able to do this for you guys.
And are we doing one for the women and one for the men?
One for
doing
the
it?
Lady, one for the brother. That's right.
All right.
Those
All
who
right,
have
and
spit
so
have entered into this.
Yes, and if I can just take a minute to speak to the quality. So I had the pleasure and the honor of meeting Mr. Author Larry Maddox, aka For Real the Poet. Well, I was in Philly a couple months ago, or I don't even know, it might have been last month, and I was able to get a couple Raw Links bracelets. And when I tell you the quality, I have other link bracelets, but the quality of this bracelet, it's not too heavy, but it's quality. It has weight to mm-hmm. it, so you know that you're getting quality. Mm-hmm. I have the Poet bracelet, and I have another one, and I always forget which one, but it looks like Moonstone. I know it's not Moonstone. I think it's Cat Eye. I know the men don't care about this, but the ladies might. These do not have a clasp, and I oftentimes have longer nails, and so I have a hard time clasping bracelets. This has an extremely strong magnet that basically clasps itself, but doesn't come off easy. So that's my little commercial for Raw Links.
I love my Rolex, and I wear them on a regular basis. You do quality work, sir, and it's an honor to be part of this giveaway with you.
Well, thank you, love. And, hey, listen. What you do, darling, is explicit. Also, is precious, and I love it. And I can't wait to get my shirt. Let them know what it is that you do, love.
So part of the giveaway tonight is also from Pulse Designs. I do a little bit of everything. I do pretty much everything custom. And so I'm giving away a $35 gift card to use at Pulse Designs, however you would like. Being that the nature of my business is custom, we have anything from T-shirts, which with using vinyl, vinyl or sublimation, which means it's full color, dyeing the fabric, or you can get custom underwear or socks. Or, you know, we got thongs, we have boy shorts, we have a little bit of everything. So you can just come on over to my website. Whoever the winner is, they'll come to my website and they'll have $35 to spend however they choose. So I am excited, sir. So this giveaway is going to happen on Raw with Rain's page. After the show, it will be done on Facebook Live. I enter the names into an app that does kind of like a Wheel of the Fortune type spin. I will hold it up to the mic. I have no control over who wins. And there will be two separate ones for the men and the women for the bracelets, and then everyone will be entered for Pulse Design. And that's how we're going to do it.
That's right. Looking forward to it.
Is Yvette Shizani still on here?
Yeah, I am here. I've been keeping track of everyone who's fit so far. For a little while,
we were doing an amazing.
Yeah.
Were we? Yeah.
For a little bit, we were split right down the middle.
I'm excited. So I was hoping you would help me share the good news about our next show because people don't know. So, let me real quick. So the giveaway that's happening tonight, Raw with Rain happens first and third Monday of the month. We're off a little bit this month because Karen was acting out last week. So, but normally we're first and third Mondays of the month, alternate with the Soul Cafe. The first Monday of the month, we will be having open mic, the whole show. The third Monday is Monday of the month, the second show of the month, we will be having a partial open mic. So we'll have open mic in the beginning, open mic at the end, and then in the middle, this is where the second show is normally where we'll be holding our giveaway. It'll be a monthly thing. We'll be having a monthly giveaway, and that will be the second show of the month. We're doing this up front, this show for the initial show, just to get everybody on board, get you acclimated with what's going on. So it is next month technically, right? So next month, our mm-hmm. show. Who's our guest going to be?
Our very own CEO.
Hey.
Yes. Hey.
Hey.
So our second show is titled In the Spotlight. And that is because we have a lot of creatives out here that do a lot more than poetry and spoken word, and we want to shine the light on them.
Exactly.
And while I just sat up here and gave you a full breakdown of how much I love this bracelet, there is even more to the story. And I feel like everyone needs to know this, and when I asked Larry about it, he said he would be willing to share his story and where the birth of Raw with Links began.
Yeah.
So excited to hear.
Hey, yes. Once again, I'm looking forward to sharing that information. Touches my heart. It's something that's very deep to me, and I'm not sure if a lot of people know the story, but I'll be sharing it on that program on that night, and I'm looking forward to you guys to also come through and share some poetry and support, show some love and support to Rain. You know what I'm saying? And it's essentially Janice. Back to you, Rain.
Yeah. Thank you. We are excited to have him on. So yeah, we'll have an open mic in the beginning of the show. We'll break out and we'll interview. We'll get the story. We'll get all the backstory and I think that, you know, sometimes, you know, understanding the story behind it, it makes us want to support even more. So I think that once you all hear what I know and what the Gentry Zanis knows, you'll agree with us. So Larry is our very first in the spotlight. And every month we'll be having another creative that's in the spotlight. So you'll definitely want to keep up with that. And you never know, we'll be reaching out to you. You know, if you have anything that you're doing on the side that you want to be highlighted, feel free to reach out to us, either myself or Gentry Zanis, and we'll see when we can get you in the lineup to shine the light on you. So that is our goal. First show will be open mic night, full show, and then the second one will be highlighting our fellow creatives. All right. Eventually, Johnny, okay. Did you have anything before I bring in the next poet?
Not at this time.
Okay, well, thank you for handling this this event page. I don't know how you do it, but you keep it popping. Like,
you did a wonderful job over there. Y'all need to check her out. Y'all go over there and check out that event page and the work that she does over there. It's beautiful work. I'm jealous.
Have you seen all these little videos she's done?
Yeah,
over there and really see, listen.
She's putting the work in. She just ain't writing your name and what you spit and all that. She's getting in.
Mm-hmm.
You got a whole video over there, each and every one of you.
Yeah.
I love
she
it.
She is amazing. Yeah, I don't know how she does what she does.
Mm-hmm. But
she's
Jaja.
Doing the damn thing, that's for sure.
She can do that.
Yes, she is. Yes,
much love,
she is.
We love you, baby.
Thank you, Ja.
Yeah.
All right. So, you got me calling her Ja. That's my thing.
Hey, I can
understand. All right.
Forthwith.
All right. Well, thank you, forthwith.
I thought it was
so
Luke.
Appreciate everybody's patience this show, we knew that this initial show would be filled with a little bit more talking for the announcement so that everyone could get everyone on board with what's happening with Raw with Rain, and we appreciate your patience while we get that information out there to you. So without further ado, next up on the mic,
who do we have?
469. We have 469. Who do we have on the mic?
Who do you be, 469?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Who do we have on the mic?
This is MD Live.
MD Live. What it do, brother?
Man, just trying to stay safe out here, man. You know, I just had to come through tonight.
That's what's up, bro.
Oh,
that's what's up, man. Glad to hear your voice.
Definitely show some love tonight.
Real quick before you go, sir, I just opened some additional mics. I just wanted to put a reminder out there that if you have a lot of background noise on your side, please mute your mic. And up on the mic, MD Live, the mic is yours.
All right. This is a new piece, and it's also an automatic piece because after the first line, I had no idea what I was writing. But it's called Father, Can You Hear Me? I pray with my daughter every night before it's her bedtime. And I was told that you could hear me. But can you feel my pain? A pain that goes from deep within every day as the days go. I've done all that you have asked and tried to do a little more. I've gone without, even though I've tried. I've tried my hardest to strive. I was told that you would hold me as you have held others. Will you show me the same love so many others have received? Hey, Daddy, I love you. Yes, baby, I know you do. But you are too young to understand what's going on. You are only five. So please, baby, just go. Go to bed. Father, can you hear me? You said that destruction brings about a new life. You said if all were lost, a new path would be found. And I believed in all of that. Yet here I am about to lose my house. Hey, Daddy, it's me again. I love you. And before I'm off to bed, remember that a storm may come, but the sun will shine once it's gone. My baby girl, I know you love me, but you have no idea what's going on. You are too young. Please, just please go to bed. I have a lot on my mind. I have a lot to deal with. Father, please send me a sign so that I can know you hear me. My bills are driving me, and we barely have enough to eat. What are we to do? We don't have enough to last one more week. I can't have my daughter living like I used to. I trusted you. I prayed to you. Why can't you answer me? Father, please send me a sign. Can you hear me? Hey, Daddy. It's me again. I love you. And before I go to bed, remember that a storm may come, but the sun will shine when it's gone. And Dad, one more thing. God hears you when you're praying with me. And he hears you when you're praying alone. That's why every night he sends me to tell you I love you and give you a big hug. I am your daughter and his angel. And we're giving you the strength to carry on. Yes, Daddy, your father hears you. In peace.
Oh, that was nice. That's good.
Oh, that was beautiful. Yeah. Thank you so much for that.
That was great.
Very welcome. Very welcome.
Nice and very alive, brother. Very nice.
Heartfelt peace.
Nice peace, bro. Nice peace, sir. Absolutely.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
We appreciate it. Coming through one.
Always. One mic, one love.
One love,
one mic. One mic.
Yeah, all
right.
There,
Larry, I don't know if you're ready for who's next. Next up on the mic, you ready?
Who is it? Who is it? I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know.
Just Jay, we have up on the mic.
Just Jay?
Oh, man.
Just
come on, bring it.
Jay.
Let's have it. That's my little brother right there. Let's have it.
It's about to get real.
What's I'm scared now.
What it do?
Hey, Jay.
What's going on with you? The family is in the house. I've been unmuted, man. That is so dangerous. That is so dangerous. Y'all just be living life on the wild side. I was unmuted.
I tried to warn them. I tried to
Thank
warn
you,
them.
Thank you, somebody
I
please
my
the
heads
case.
Up.
I don't know. I think that's going to be trouble.
It might be. We're going to get y'all trained up, though. We're going to get you trained up. You got the power on your end. We're going to get you trained up, though. Sir, what do you have for us tonight? What do you have for us tonight, Mr. Just Jay? What you got?
I got
what
a
got?
Big announcement to make.
Okay.
I saved it for this show right here.
All right.
I'm about to go ahead and change professions. I'm about to become a rapper.
A reverend?
Yep, before I'm 50, man, I want to stamp out 10,000 albums and record vinyl.
Are you going to be a rapper? Okay.
I'm going to be a rapper. I'm about to do it. I'm 47 now, so I got 3 years to go ahead and make this pop.
You said reverend.
Congratulations.
Come on, now, quit playing. Not you being silly. Not you being silly.
I
thought that's what
you
said.
Reverend. That's why I said seriously?
You know what? It's so unbelievable that y'all heard rapper, but y'all said he said reverend.
You did say reverend.
So, reverend?
Rapper. I'm about to be a rapper.
Okay. I thought I heard
that. Not a rabbi, okay. But a rapper.
Just Jay, I'm telling you, boy, you be killing me, bro.
Hey, Hey, for real, okay. I had you playing by here and hit you with the news, man. You've been like a source of inspiration for like a long time.
Hey,
so
man.
When my album go multi-platinum, so yeah, for real, that's my dog right there, man.
No, I'm serious. I appreciate it, man. And if you said and meant, Reverend, I can understand that as well. And I can receive that. You know, but I thought you said Reverend. But rapper, hey, man, hey, let's hear it, man. I can't wait till you do your thing.
All right. This is about a man's love for a woman right here. Mute your phones, please. It's Diamond in the Rough. So round your throat. With an attitude to match. Woman, pack your bags. You got to head to Paris. To eat French fries high atop the Eiffel Tower. This is my story about my voluptuous flower. I use cloud formations to describe a structure like that ass is the stratus. Or your boobs are like towering cumulonimbus. You have your own orbit, and I'm trapped in your gravitational well. Oh, well, flush and lovely, dare I say fluffy, dare I say cute and cuddly? Not like a chihuahua, but more like a husky. Yeah, you're not just booty and busted. No, girl, your calf thick like two champagne bottles. I hope you're in the mood for a little McDonald's. I want to watch you robble. I be your boy, yeah, while you gobble. When you eat, I'm hypnotized by that wild delicious waffle. When you walk on the sidewalk, it's like Clydesdales over Cobble. I like it when you're in your hot heels, striking oil when we put Nick in the oil fields. For this one right here, I go to battle. Baby, that's me declaring my love. This ain't no stream, no brook, or no babble. Ass to fit a Detroit pothole. Looky, looky back there, there seems to be a rumble in the back of your jungle. She's poetry in motion, two cats in a life and death struggle. That derriere just won you two tickets to Cabo, because I've never seen the sun rise with a cheek so colossal. I won't point out your dimples, I say yo, check the waffle. The finest waffling, siring you is like climbing scaffolding. Baby, you don't glisten, you shine. The dime to the power of nine. Bodacious booty. My life at this juncture, she's got to be in the hundreds for me to puncture. For the rose, I got a hunger. We the odd couple like Oscar Unger. My thighs bring the thunder like Mjolnir. Thunder, walking while tearing a pound cake asunder. Oh, we gonna have to call a plumber, because you don't drop logs, you plop lumber. Who swiped my hamburger? I guess I'll never have to wonder. Come on, girl, let's get out of here before we lay the eggs over Mohammed back in Miami, and remember to call your mammy. I appreciate y'all being with me.
Yo.
What, man?
Yo, bro. That
I say
was crazy,
this for him, for
man.
Real. Quit playing.
Hey, it's appreciated, man, and I dig it, man. I love the flavor of it all, man, that poetry mixed with hip-hop flavor, man. Man, it's very,
yes.
You know, like a pride. I love creativity in an individual. I like hearing something different. I like hearing new things, and you brought that right here, man, and I dig that, man. I love it. Rain, are you in the building?
I am. Thank you so much for sharing that. I had to step away for a second. Someone was at my door, so I missed some of it. But, yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for saving that for the show. I did hear
you
announce on Friday that you were going to save your announcement for the show. So, you know, I'm honored. Thank you.
Right. You appreciate it.
All right, Jay, with your creative side. Okay.
Yeah, man.
I wish you luck in your endeavors.
No, I was just playing about becoming a rapper. That was just an exercise.
I'm going to kill you, bro.
Surprise, y'all.
Going to quit my day job. I'm legit, but I'm blessed.
All right.
Since you're pulling out there trying to figure out what's really going on.
We definitely appreciate you coming through. So real quick before Tom gets on, so sir, thank you so much for coming and sharing that. I appreciate you. We have 10 minutes left in the show before we go into overtime. And if y'all don't know Karen, the BTR lady, she's not nice. She's not even remotely nice. So if you are listening in. Please call in. It's 319-527-6300 and press 1 to get on the mic.
One,
you are listening in online.
Mic, babies.
All right. Thank you again, Just Jay. Appreciate you.
Just Jay.
So I'm excited for who we have next on the mic. Yeah,
oh,
Just
right,
Jay, our future rapper.
Yeah, I'm going to get Just Jay.
You know what? I feel like I need to pull out. Where's my notebook at? Where's my notebook at?
You ain't got your notebook out? I got mine out.
I think I need a bigger one for this. Next up on the mic, we have Keith, aka the Notebook.
The Notebook, baby.
What's going on, bro?
How you doing, brother?
What's going on, Keith?
How you doing, big brother?
Hey.
Hey, bro.
Hey, Keith.
Long time.
Appreciate you calling in, love.
Of course. Couldn't miss it.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to hear. Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. What'd you say?
No, you good. I said, of course, I had to come support you.
I definitely appreciate you, love.
There's another brother that might be at work. You at work, Keith?
Hey.
No, actually, I got the night off tonight.
Hey, man, me and you both, bro. It's great to hear your voice, man. I'm glad that you're free in order to share that expression, man. Seriously.
Yeah, for the moment, you know, I don't get many days off.
Right.
When I asked him if he was coming through and he said he was off, I was shocked myself. I was shocked.
Tell me about it.
All right, love, what is it that you have for us this evening? Because you know I'm excited about this.
Yeah, I'm going to do Feed the Ring.
All right, the mic is yours.
She said that she could see the pain in my eyes through my photographs. She was funny as I thought. I covered it up real well with half smiles and false laughs. Big wishes and don't have my little face mask, but I guess I didn't. She said that she could see the pain and hurt through every word that I write. I thought I covered up the fear, the false hype, all the pity and self-fight, everything that's wrong, the false rights, but I guess I didn't. She said she sees the tightrope that I'm walking on, the smoke cloud from what I'm choking on, the things I write to keep me safe from harm, the thrill in me was almost gone. She sees the haters is trying to get me. The girl from a juggler that's trying to slit me. All the robbers is trying to rip me. If these motherfuckers take me down, they're coming with me. She says she sees the evil thoughts that race through my mind when people fuck with me at the wrong time. She said they push those buttons but won't cross that line. And however I act upon them, I'll be facing time. She says she sees how sometimes people take me for granted and how it's my pet peeve and I can't stand it. She saw how I didn't commit some shit, but a damn sure planned it. She sees the extraterrestrial in me, another planet. She says I'm out of this world. She says she even saw when I thought my skin was my sin from always losing. I couldn't win from all the alcohol from the hen to the gin. What I didn't know is that my pen is my sin. I'm starting to believe her. Cause she said that's when the outcome is the bloodhounds, the bloodsuckers, the half-type females and mud duckers, the half-ass hitmen and headhunters. If need be, we can take them out together. I got you. Let's get these motherfuckers. Then she says she sees the big heart that I needed to share. All the emotions that wanted to care, all the tears that wanted to bear, she told me to let it out. It's right there. But hold back. She says she sees the fear in my reservation, the voice, stares in hesitation, the things that write this compilation of sorrow and desperation. Maybe. Maybe she's right, but have heart, and as a man, I use my pride and courage to take a stand, do what I must upon demand. Maybe one day, I'll breathe again. Peace.
Yeah. That was decent. I like that. Wow.
My mind.
And now you know why they call him the Notebook.
Exactly.
He was so damn deep.
I appreciate you, man.
Damn, I felt that deeply. Like, I feel like, I need to see. Can I see that in print? I need to see that in print. I feel like, thank you, sir. Thank you. Yeah.
It's been a long time, bro, but, man, you ain't skip a beat, bro. I always love hearing the stories that you create and how you deliver them. You know what I'm saying, man? I mean, serious, man. That's a stellar performance, bro. One love, bro.
Thank you, brother. I'm trying to get back to it, brother. I appreciate you, man.
Hey, man, I loved it, bro.
Thank you.
I appreciate you coming through. Yes, absolutely. I appreciate your support always. Thank you.
Of course.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. One love. Keith the Notebook.
Yes, Keith the Notebook.
That's a surprise. You didn't tell me Keith was coming through, baby girl.
Listen, I can't. We still got a lineup here. We got 3 minutes left in the regular show. So if you are listening online, you will want to call in 319-527-6300 and hit 1. So before I bring in the next poet, if our station manager is available to give us the lineup for the week, the Epiphany lineup. Sir, are you available?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night with Mojave and one of his shows, War Council Flyspeak. Actually, it's going to be Flyspeak tomorrow night. Wednesday night is the Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Perla Negra. Thursday night is going to be the Get Down, yours truly, Poetic, and J-Rob, the Wise Son. Friday night, y'all, Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith, Eric, Kimbrella, Renee, and oh my gosh, tune in for that. I'm sorry, not this Friday. I'm sorry, this Friday is Express Your Vibe. Y'all see what I did there? You see what I did there? I expressed my vibe at the wrong show. Express Your Vibe, Miss VIP. Saturday night will be Let's Talk About It, where we do night differently with yours truly, Poetic. Sunday night, y'all, the Inspiration Factory with your host, the Paul Sampson, Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. And next Monday, y'all, we'll be back with the CEO himself, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, La Perla Negra, yours truly, Poetic, Essentially Chinese, running the event page for the Soul Cafe. Ladies and gents, back to you.
Thank you so much, man. Appreciate you, Poetic.
Thank you, man.
My pleasure. Thank you, sir. My pleasure.
Baby.
TikTok. Yeah.
So before I go on to the next poet, I had some people come in a little later, and I tried to open the mics, and I don't know, somebody was moving furniture again. And what we are trying to do, we are trying to create a physical open mic vibe in a virtual space. I know that this is a challenging feat, but I am determined to make this happen. I feel like we can do this. So if you have a lot of noise in your background, I ask that you please mute yourself. I am going to open these other mics up. I tried it last time and then quickly remuted them because, again, I don't know, somebody was doing
just
both.
Mute yourself so, on your end.
Yes, please and thank you. So I am opening mics. This does not mean that you are up on the mic, but I am opening the mic so that you can show love to the poets before you. I will call on you either your name or your area code when it is your turn. Somebody. Okay.
So ask me.
Okay. Oh, no. All right. So next up on the mic, I'm not sure who it is, but I have an area code. Area code 713. You are up on the mic.
Greetings.
Hey.
Greetings. Like who do we have?
Greetings. It's Sir Lawrence. Much respect.
What
good evening,
this,
sir. Welcome to Raw with Rain.
Hey, Sir Lawrence.
Indeed. Mr. Maddox, how are you, sir?
What's up, my brother? How are you, man?
All right. And to the ladies, and I don't know who's all on tap. I know I've heard Rain, I heard La Pearl, and I think I heard Poetic, too.
You're right.
Out there, everybody.
Sir, okay. Yeah, absolutely right. Good to hear you, bro.
Indeed.
All right, sir, whatever. The mic is yours whenever you're ready to sit. What do you have for us this evening?
I have a piece. I do.
All right. We're ready for you whenever you're ready. Mic is yours.
The fourth dimension. Inasmuch as my thoughts form into words, spilling from my mind onto this page, knowing that our neocortex allows the ability to have feelings about our feelings. The density of what I feel can only be truly encompassed when words become three-dimensional. Because taking what my mind has wrapped around and converting it to a flat line is almost like reducing the feeling derived from the thought that created it. When I look at you, I can see you three-dimensionally. But in my mind, I can see you in ways that I can only see through my mind's eye, which is the fourth dimension, where time and space take place through describing a visual experience with you while being with you. The intensity is so strong it transports what I see in my mind into the fourth dimension, like holding you and telling you how it feels as our bodies fuse as one, like kissing you and the feeling of weak knees is just weightlessness, like when our passion runs deep while describing the feeling of climbing all the way inside you, or in the midst of total ecstasy, together being teleported into the fourth dimension. Sir Lawrence.
Nice, my brother.
Very smooth.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming through, Sir Lawrence. We really appreciate you, and thank you for sharing that piece.
Yes,
absolutely.
Thank you, my brother.
Yes.
One love, one mic.
One
love, one mic.
All right. So before I go into the next, just for those of you that may have missed it the first time around, I have got some back channel inquiries as to why all the mics are open. We are attempting to keep the flow going. We want people to be able to express their appreciation for people's pieces, creative pieces, while they're spitting, so that we don't have to necessarily, we can just keep the flow going. And I know that I've been talking a lot tonight. This is not necessarily going to be the regular for a regular open mic, but just to keep things flowing, we just want people to keep their mics muted on their end. If they have a lot of background noise or whatever's happening, if you're going to be talking or whatever. So that's what we ask. We just want to have that virtual open mic space with a physical open mic vibe. So next up on the mic, we have 540. What do we have on the mic?
Mr. Automatic Charismatic.
Hey, Otto, good evening. What do you got for us tonight?
My mind. And this is what I bring.
All right. The mic is yours, sir.
I'm going to call this poem The Tradition.
All right.
I come with the power. Yeah. Oh. All right.
Go ahead, sir. Everyone, please respect the mic. Go ahead, Otto.
I come with the power of every hour. You see, I'm not a coward. I won't be up with power. See, only the words of my testimony. I keep it real, because in these days of looking at the racist of faces, that kind of amazes me. Smiling my face and want to put the blade right up in me. See what I can see. You see, these are the days when it was a riot, and everybody was divided. See, when the hatred is so invited. But the tradition, rise of the tradition. Telling us what they feel like we need to know is a tradition. Want us to make a slave of us as a tradition. Guinea pigs like a tradition. My ambition is to go ahead and rule and give the knowledge to let it pour. Let it open up the door. Let me explore your mind, because I'm off a con. You can call me Malcolm X. You can call me Nat Turner. Call me Dr. King. I will arise. I will arise like Michelangelo. I will be like Nikki Giovanni. I am the nature of the melanated universe. I am the one that won in the power of the fist. Now in the resistance of the tradition, recognition, the ambition, I go ahead and bring the truth that was the lies and the compromise to open up your eyes so you can be wise in the view. But do you have a clue of what the tradition came to do? Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the local agent, take his in, I'm on in, pop in, drive.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, my brother. My go-go brother.
Hey, you know what? 13 more days, man. It's my birthday. And I'm an adventurer, too. Like my big brother, for real. The poor bigger baby.
What happened? Where'd he go? I think it's call drop. Okay. Well, that was Otto. Automatic Charismatic. You can see him coming through. Next up on the mic. I don't think we're ready. Epiphany's own Mojave.
Oh, sorry. I was on mute.
I was on mute. Hey, good people. Hey, what's happening? I'm just waving at everybody. Hey, man. Hey, everybody, just wave and wave and wave and wave. Yeah. All right, what's going on? I'm here. I'm happening. What's going on? Hey, good people. Hey, we're a roll with rain. What's happening? First time out. Congratulations. Here to say what's up.
Thank you, sir.
What's happening?
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
What's happening? What's good? Okay.
What's happening?
What'd it do?
It does what it always does. It takes its socks off, baby.
Did you hear? Mojave, I know you always doing like 15 things in the background, but did you hear the announcement for the new Raw with Rain co-host?
No, I did not hear that. Who's the new Raw with Rain co-host?
Nope. You're going to have to listen to the playback. All right, what you got for us tonight?
You know what? Right. I absolutely detest that you just set me up and got me like that. And I'm not going to listen to the playback. I'm just going to wait till the thing is when it comes out. That's ignorant.
So mean.
I mean, you could just go to the event page.
You could simplify this whole process. Did you hear it? No. Listen to the playback. You know what? There was a whole reveal.
There was a whole reveal. I was doing 15 things in the background.
Sorry.
I know you were. Official co-host is essentially Janice.
Oh, hey, congratulations, Janice. That's dope. Hey, that's good. That's good. How's it working itself out? It's kind of cool. Yeah, get a ring. Get out here and get people used to it. Make it happen.
Right.
It's good.
I'm the unofficial
thing. Don't be complicated. You could have told me that. Oh, you know, you are listening to playback. Man, too much hate, man. You're just doing too much right now.
Anyway, sir, what did you
And then hit me with the anyways, with
Raw.
The N-E waves
Raw,
on top of that.
Raw.
Thank you.
What did you bring to Raw with Rain to share with us, sir, kind sir?
You know what? And I brought a brand new piece, too.
Awesome. We're looking forward to hearing it.
All right, hold on. I was trying to get this thing ready, but y'all just going to get it with no music because, you know, I like, you know, my music. But, all right. Y'all ready?
The mic is yours.
Pick your heart up. Pick your heart up back this time. It fell on the floor. Your open chest doesn't have a breastplate to keep it in. It is open for all onlookers. It is easily reached, touched with fingers of emotion. How much access is it for people to get to and get through? That leaves it disrupted. Abrupt action waves, heavy, can't stay in. It's too available. Speak password, speak promise, speak friendship. The heart is always trying to put in it all the butterflies that want to move through with celestial beauty. It was made for love, made for will, made and meant to hold family and friends for cause. The cause is a person, a place, or thing not meant to hold more than you can endure. It was meant to be pure, to ensure that belief provides relief, and it sometimes gets stolen by a thief to either add to them or subtract from them and leave nothing. And I am tired of leaving with nothing. The heart is now closed, and I suppose it can open again, maybe grow. It is stunted, but it needs a stent to allow the spirit to flow through and vent. Such heavy hearts are not meant to be burdened. I urged a purge, but felt the surge of disappointment and regret. Bet. Let me find a reminder. Let me remember of how the sounds of soul can cause the heart to body roll, asking when I'll dance again. When will heart flutter free, feel angelic harmony and love completely? Heart holds symphony but knows enemy. And here's to heart relearning life and love and learning to be free. Poem.
Yeah, that closing line for me.
You always bring it. Always bring it. That's what's up.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
On a serious note, thank you for coming through. Thank you for your support. I appreciate you.
No problem. You're welcome.
Not giving you a hard time, but you should listen to the playback. I'm just saying.
Listen.
It's like a
Listen, right now, I feel like my whole ass is itching.
Oh, my God.
That's too much. This is not the show for it. Nope, nope. This is, no, this is not the show for it. We don't have that over here.
I feel like someone chopped off my arms at the elbows and said, you just.
No.
No, let me stop.
No. Larry. Where's Larry?
Yes,
Larry,
yes,
come,
yes.
Come get your host.
All righty,
I'm just saying.
Hey, Mojave.
Hey,
Mojave, bro.
I'm sorry, boss man. I'm sorry, boss.
No, you're
not. These people trying to sit there and torch me. They done put matches in my toes. They was giving me the hot foot. Wait. Do you think I should have a hot foot? I shouldn't have a hot foot. Hey, that's like hot foot. You know, bad toenails. You don't need any of that. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Okay.
Hey.
All right.
Well, thank you
all
for
right.
calling in, my brother.
Yes, man. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for
thank
coming.
Thank you for calling in.
Let me sip this Epiphany Radio tea right now.
Oh my God. My
tasty. Let me stop.
Uh-huh.
One love, one mic.
Mike, thanks for coming.
Kindly mute
you.
Yourself.
That
thank
was
you.
A beautiful feat. Thank you.
Yeah, we enjoyed that.
All right. We did. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm super excited about this next poetess. We have Serena Butterfly. Butterflies, Serena Butterflies up on the mic. Hey, Queen. Hey, Queen. What's going on?
Serena.
Thanks for coming.
What's up, everybody? Hey, how y'all doing?
Hello.
Everybody doing all right?
Doing
long
good.
Long time no hear from y'all.
Hey,
I heard Mahali cutting up early. Still laughing.
Stay, stay cutting up.
Yes, indeed.
I'm going to get some Miss Butterfly back up in here one way, somehow. You can't keep running from me, Serena.
I've been thinking about it. I have. Look, you need to call me, you know, sometime this week or something so we can talk.
I got you, darling. You'll hear from me very soon, sweetheart. You'll hear from me soon.
So.
I love you.
Okay. Love you, too.
Aww. I feel the love up in here, too.
That's my baby girl.
Oh. And, Queen, what did you have for us this evening?
Okay, I'm going to do y'all excuse my voice. I'm going through some things right now, okay? So my voice will sound a little scratchy. So just bear with me. I'm going to do this piece called Vibe.
All right, we're ready for you. The mic is yours.
Just in tune, mind's in the right mood, taking it easy, incense lit and so am I, from being set on fire, from your eloquent and compelling energy, tones speaking ever so strongly regarding several confessions of internal feelings as well as the outer flesh. I'm asking you to give me back the air in which fills my lungs because you surely take it away. I'm captivated within our discussion. As I ride on your most pleasurable vibe and feed off of your exquisite energy in which never ebbs yet dynamically inclines. Oh, yes, we feel it. Such intense conversations and hours are so lit. And if I have committed thievery of your attention, then I know I'm not innocent. So for this case, there is no need to acquit. I'm guilty to have fallen under your fascinating spell. After all, it's your fault that I'm so compelled. And please note, I enjoy being overwhelmed. Carry me from the twilight into the morning sunlight. And take your time, sugar, as I take a ride on your back tonight, butterfly.
Okay. Mm. All right. I like
David,
the whisper.
David.
Yes. Butterfly.
David.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Indeed. That was beautiful, Butterfly.
That was
thank
lovely.
You.
Yes.
Thank you.
That was sensuous and lovely, darling. Thank
good.
You, love. That was beautiful.
Well, thank y'all. I appreciate y'all so much. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you inviting me and everything. I'm glad I was
yes.
able to come on and get through the line, at least get in and do a piece for y'all. So I appreciate that.
Well, hey. I absolutely appreciate you, Queen. Thank you. I'm just
much
glad
love
to come.
Much love to you all.
Y'all
have a
good
one.
Baby,
love
one bite.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Larry.
Yes, love.
It's just you and me and Johnny.
You know what? Every time you say Larry, I expect somebody else to say, move your hand. You know that? I'm just saying. Yeah.
So okay, for real. It's just
yes,
you and me. It's just you and me, Janice. We had the pleasure of hearing Janice earlier. I wanted to have that recording so that she could receive all the love and the outpour I knew that was going to be coming to the event page towards her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was beautiful.
I wasn't sure how busy tonight would be. I'm so excited and overwhelmed at the poets that have come through and shown completely out tonight.
Yes, they have. Yes, they have. You've heard some beautiful poetry, you know, some hard-hitting poetry tonight, and I loved it. I love every minute of it. It's a vibe.
Do you, sir, have a hard-hitting poem for us tonight? Denise, what'd you say?
No, I just said I'm absolutely catching the poet back tomorrow.
Oh, I bet you are. Indeed. So, Larry, do you have a piece to share tonight?
Yes, I do have a piece. Let me tell you, I was lazy, so I'm going into the archives with an old piece.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You can thunderclap me later on for that.
No, sir, I'm going into the archives, too, because, you know, busy over
okay.
here, so
yeah,
we
well,
both digging in the archives.
I wish you would have told me that before the show, because I felt bad about it.
Don't feel bad.
All right.
Poetry is poetry, and it's timely.
Mm-hmm.
Come on,
well,
sir.
Thank you.
What you got?
Curly. I have She Strums Me.
Hmm. Let's go. The mic is yours.
Thank you, love. She strums me, delicate fingers touching me, lightly, ever so lightly, lighting this fire that's inside of me, almost teasing me, teasingly teasing me. Her tongue tickles as she discovers me, and who I be, sensually, killing me softly. The passions within her aggression sparking the flames within me, so very tantalizing. The innocence in her eyes as she gave her love to me. Totally. All of her. All of her she'd chosen to give to me. I let go of any hold that this world had on me and gave myself to her. She made me feel like a god. And she was like Mother Earth to me. And we were in the midst of creation. Sparks of us started off as passions erupting in volcanic eruptions, molten lava and heated streams of steam shaping things, sprouting trees and things, moving mountains with the force of our love, making, blowing soft breaths upon her silken flesh, growing thicker, strengthened, consuming every involuntary moment. Each sigh of hers I heard as we caressed. Tiny careless whispers turned into winds that gave creation to mountains and birthed the heavens.
My heartstrings gently vibrating as her heart sang to me. As the oceans in us both gave way to a dozen tsunamis. Strong waters, crashing, sensual, orgasmic comings, we were reaching. Distant volcanoes began erupting, and so was the tender fibers of my every being, of our every being. It was that pleasure principle, only found in uncharted regions where boldly few men dare to go. Whether I asked or not, the sounds of her moans let me know that I found her secret spots. As she delicately strummed me acoustically like some priceless guitar thing, finding me in my spot with her kisses gently. She be everything to me, my everything she be. She be killing me. She be killing me softly. Got me inner screaming in agony as she touches me, provoking the creams within me to leak hot, lavaed streams. Although heated, this here is soothing. It warms me. It cools her. She baths within a pool of me. I love the way that she strums me. I love the way that she strums me. Delicate fingers touching me. Lightly delicate fingers strumming me in hidden places that thus far have only been secret to only me. Although she hadn't asked, she knows my special spot. She can tell by my moaning. Moaning and the way that she got my soul singing. I love the way that she strums me. Delicate fingers, the way that she touches me. Teasingly. For real.
Beautiful.
Did somebody say something about sappy?
I'm feeling
all warm.
Of sap.
It's your fault. It's
feeling,
your fault. You played my song.
I'm feeling
all.
Yeah, I played it just for you.
No,
Lordy.
But thank you. That comes from the build-up from listening to all the poets before me. I'm telling you, you guys have touched me on this night, man, and I just, it's a vibe, and I'm loving it. Back to you, Jody.
It's a whole vibe.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you. So, I'm going to share just a really short, oh, yeah. Okay. I'm going to do a really short piece. It's from, called Kia, from Key of Honey prompt.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I don't mean to be cliche, but I want to make poetry with you. Can we do it in slow motion? Can we plaster the page with our intentions, meet between lines, have a meeting of the minds? I never mind the way you violate my muse. Musing me back to my senses as if I can feel your tip glide between my lines. I want you to make love to me in the key of honey. Pollinate my guts with reasons to trust it and you. I want to taste all of your similes, lick them from your lips so I know exactly what audacity tastes like. I want to snort every single one of your lines until I can finish your sentences. I want to suck you like a metaphor, drink the rhythm of your rhymes, get on all fours so you can hyperbole my whole with the whole of you. I want you to double entendre me. Like, have you ever made love in the rain? Or have you ever made love in rain?
I want to make life with you. Let me shower you with the sweet deluge of surrender, a slew of kept promises, and a reason to take this connection to the next level. Let you drown me with your idiosyncrasies and resuscitate me with your alliteration. I want to feel what you breathing life into me feels like for the second time. Because, quite honestly, I caught my breath when we first met. You should know that, to me, you are poetry in motion. Every move you make is poetic, and with a purpose, I see you. And I feel you, and I crave to move in sync with you. Let's make poetry. I don't want you to miss a moment of it. A moment of me showing you exactly what it feels like to be a living, breathing love poem. That's poem. That's rain.
I've heard this before, and I still take away from it something else. But my favorite line will always be in the key of honey. Girl, that right there is everything.
That was beautiful, darling.
Thank you.
I felt the thunder clap right there, darling. La, 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 la. I called out his name, Jesus. Yes, Lord. I'm sorry, y'all. I had to say that. Yes, Lord. I say yes.
I cannot with you.
I give myself to thee. Mm-hmm. I do.
I simply cannot with you. I cannot. Listen, I'm gonna give space to my guest co-host. Any closing remarks, sir, that you would like to make?
Yes, well, like I said earlier, I love the vibe that was up in here. I want to say congratulations to you for what you've done. You know, I know you put a lot of energy into what you provided tonight. You know, I'm happy to have you as a part of the Epiphany Radio family, and I'm looking forward to many and many more, you know, awesome shows like this one of the night. And I want to thank those callers that called in. You guys really did your thing. Y'all showed some love, and y'all brought something worthwhile listening to. So I salute not only you as a host. I want to give that also. What I said to you, I want to double that up to essentially Janice, who will be up in here with you. But I salute the poets for showing their love and for putting on that display of expression. Hey, that's my piece. Back to you, sis.
Yeah, thank you so much, Ravel. And thank you for coming in to hold my hand on this first show out. You have definitely been
it was soft
a big support
wet.
To me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God!
I mean, it's raining. It was raining, you know.
I got exactly what you were saying. I paused for a moment, but then I was like, "Well, I am rain." So I appreciate you being here with me, and
thank you.
So I just appreciate you having me here. It's good to be part of the family, the Epiphany family, and it's just. I'm excited for what's to come, and I appreciate you giving me the space, the creative space, to do this and to try something new. I know that, you know, it's different, and we
it's
do have
okay,
crackling going on. I feel like I want to, like, mute each mic just to see whose mic it is, or it could just be Blog Talk. You know, Karen could just be acting up. But I definitely appreciate you, sir, and thank you for keeping my secret this week. And with that said, I wanted to open up the floor to my official co-host, essentially, Johnny. Did you have any words?
The vibe tonight was everything, you know what I mean? Like, everybody came through. There's so much going on the event page as well. Everyone is showing love to each other. I love to see it. I want to keep seeing more of that. This was amazing. Tonight was so amazing and interactive. Felt like freedom, poetic freedom. But yeah, thank you for including me. I appreciate your faith so, so much. And I'm looking forward to contributing as much as I can.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I am excited for what's to come. You are really my quiet storm. If anything, you're my quiet storm. I know I'm AKA quiet storm, but you're really my quiet storm. And you really, your ideas, you know, when I love bouncing ideas off of you, and I love how many layers of, you know, you are a true, I never knew when I asked you, I knew what you brought to this show poetically, but creatively, you truly bring so much more to this show, and I'm super excited. I just know that you and I vibe very well together.
Yeah,
and so I'm hoping that that translates to the callers and the vibe. And I know tonight was a little rocky, and I expected it to be slightly, but I know that as time goes on, you know, we will get into a groove, and I've taken notes on things that, you know, can go a little bit smoother, things that I can say. So it's definitely been a great night, and I am just appreciative to both of you, and I look forward to seeing you both on my next show.
Hey.
It is our show. It's officially Janice and I's show, so it's our show, and then we get to highlight, we get to spotlight the official, officially the CEO, and I'm so excited for people to hear your story, for real.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. I may just call in.
You know what? If you don't show up, I know. Don't forget, I know where you live. I'm just saying.
I forgot.
She does.
I'm not opposed to that. We all know that I will hop in a car and drive out.
Rain, I will be there.
Yes.
I will be there.
I'm not messing with you. So what we do not have, we have not solidified exactly. I know that you said that I could take over one of your shows because we do have the holiday. My next show is scheduled to be on the holiday, but we are not going to have it that night. So I didn't know if you wanted me to take that following week, sir.
You will be on Monday. If Monday is good for you, you will be on Monday.
The following Monday after the holiday? That was general.
What is next Monday? Is Monday the holiday? The next Monday?
Yeah, I am pulling up.
Yeah.
Sure,
next Monday is the 9th, and the following is the 16th.
So.
Okay.
We don't have to have that.
Wait,
I can announce it.
No, it's the 6th.
Yeah.
Next Monday is the holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
that would normally be the show because we're off schedule right now because of Karen.
Right. Well, the following one after that would be it, after the holiday.
Okay. So that's what I'll advertise for, so the 16th? Is that
okay.
The 13th?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll advertise
for that. From what I heard, that there will be the Soul Cafe featuring my brother and sister, Poetic and Miss Pearly, will be doing their thing, where they normally talk about me behind my back because they know I'm not in the studio. So I'm going to give y'all one more chance to get y'all thing on.
Wait, when is that happening? When is that happening?
That's Monday.
Oh, you're not going to be there. It's your show. You're not going to be there?
Hey, what you mean that's my show? That's our show.
That is your show.
Our show.
I'm
going to fight with you right now.
I feel like we need to have this back. We'll do this on the back channel. Yeah, we'll back channel. All right.
Go.
Everyone is under the sound of my voice. Thank you all for coming out and supporting.
Yes.
I so appreciate you all, all your support, all the dope-ass poetry, everything. We'll announce the date for the next show. We'll get together on back channel and discuss that. Mm-hmm. So thank you all for coming. And give us about 15 to 20 minutes to get – we'll make it a half hour. About a half hour, we'll be on Raw with Rain page. We'll be doing a Facebook Live to reveal the winners of the triple giveaway.
Yes.
Wow.
That's right.
Coming through.
That's right. Be here, y'all. Meet us there.
All right. Meet us there. One love, one mic. Thank you all for being here.
One mic.
One love,
one
mic.
One mic.
Peace.